Vocal Opposition is going to finish off with a song called Bread and Roses, which is associated with the Lawrence Mill strikes of 1912. It's a very powerful text that associates the need for liberation for people of all genders with economic liberation. Thank you very much.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lots gray, are struck by all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we
Vocal Opposition, an a cappella group, performed on the Boston Common on January 19th, 2019, as people gathered for the Women's Rally in March. Thousands braved the cold and turned out for, according to a statement of values by the organizers, quote, to re-energize, reinvigorate, and recommit to the work and vision that was launched at the original Women's March of 2017. I am Chuck Rosina, inviting you to stay tuned for the next half hour as we hear excerpts of speeches delivered that day, culminating with a keynote address by the newly elected Congresswoman from Massachusetts 7th District, Ayanna Pressley. That will come up a little later. Opening remarks were delivered by Matoan Monroe of United American Indians of New England.
By acknowledging that we are guests on the stolen land of the Massachusetts, land that was once a more watery place, where for thousands of years, indigenous families lived in the area and set up fish weirs, land that would be known as Shawmut or Mashawamak before it was called Boston. This is a place where indigenous people gathered long before the English invaded these shores. Massachusetts and Wampanoag and Nipmuc and other people from this region continue to live here, as well as many indigenous people who come from farther away. We are not extinct, nor are we vanishing. The theme of the 2019 Boston Women's March is Until All Voices Are Heard. Thank you to the March Forward Massachusetts leadership for organizing this march and understanding that Indigenous voices should be heard first, as is happening in many other women's marches today. All across the earth, Indigenous people are trying to teach important lessons about how to live together and how to care properly for the water and land, how to restore the earth, but we're not being listened to. The elders, our elders, have been warning us that we are running out of time. Today, I want to express solidarity with our refugee relatives from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries, because they, too, are indigenous. And here in Massachusetts, you can support demands for the Massachusetts state flag and seal to be changed. You can support efforts to get rid of Native stereotypes in sports teams' mascots, once and for all. And you can work with us to abolish Columbus Day and instead celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday in October. Finally, we need you to support Indigenous efforts to protect the water and land. Miniwichoni, water is life.
Matoan Monroe was followed by three student activists from the YW Boston Youth Leadership Initiative. They are Isabella Brooke, Miranda Graves, and Akira Muhammad.
Our blood is red, our souls are white, and our bruises blue.
And while this is a reality for me and maybe you, some people are telling themselves it's a fantasy. that it's just a poem, that it isn't true.
Others used to look to our flag as a symbol of freedom, used to look forward to reciting our anthem, but nowadays be wondering what exactly they're pledging allegiance to, and I must confess.
By third grade, I was the only one in class not standing up for the pledge.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Justice for who? Justice for some.
That leaves everyone else with no one to care for them. They say the system has failed us, but really? The system isn't prepared for us.
No longer looking to the red, white, and blue, we are ready to cover the Boston Common with our cries for freedom.
Our marching, reddening the ground, and our goals taking flight. Spray paint, Sandra Bland, Christine Ford, and Faith Rogers in blue.
Let this be known. We're just getting started, and we're looking for a fight.
Asada Shakur once said,
It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Because of recent events, these words have never rang more true.
My name is Ikram.
My name is Miranda.
And I'm Isabella.
And on that note, I want you to repeat after us.
No one is free when some are oppressed. March like a girl and fight for the rest. No one is free when some are oppressed.
The throngs of thousands on Boston Common chanting along with the student activists. This rally had an interesting style of presentation. There was no MC, but rather pre-recorded voiceovers introduced each speaker.
Joining us now, the president of the Boston branch of the NAACP, Tanisha Sullivan!
Hello, Boston! Let's give it up for YW again! Good morning! Good morning, sisters. So the message I've come to deliver today is a message of optimism. It's a message of hope and aspiration for who and what we will continue to accomplish together. Sisters, this is a pivotal moment in our history, and I'm here to ask you to go deeper. Sisters, I'm going to ask you to continue to fight for gender rights and other issues that matter to women in our families, but that you not forget, the intersection and the weight of this country's most constant and persistent foe, our deepest stain, racism. I am here today on behalf of my sisters of color with a message for our white sisters. We need you to show up for us. We need you to be deliberate and intentional in your advocacy. I am so inspired by our movement, by what we've accomplished in just the past 2 years, the odds we have overcome, the hope we have realized from Beacon Hill to Capitol Hill. But we've got more work to do. We can deliver more and we can be better. We need you to recommit to be stronger, bolder, ever more vigilant, because the reality is, my sisters, you're likely to see equality before we do. And though justice is slow for all of us, justice has always been more inclined to the voices of our white sisters than it has been to our sisters of color. So we need you to state unequivocally that equality and justice for women of color is a non-negotiable.
Now joining Ms. Sullivan on the stage, please welcome the Executive Director of the Jewish Alliance for Law and Social Action Impact, Ms. Cindy Rowe.
Our mission is the pursuit of justice, social, economic, environmental, and racial justice. I am proud to be here today with my friend, Tanisha Sullivan, president of the Boston branch of the NAACP, as we come together to create a new collective voice for the future. Today, we are here to unequivocally denounce racism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, bigotry, misogyny, homophobia, ableism, and transphobia. We are here to say we will not be divided. Despite the rising acts of hatred we see spilling out across our country and even here in Massachusetts. And what's more, the women of Massachusetts, we are here on a cold day in January, spreading a message of unity and hope. Our vision of the world is one in which every single human being is treated with dignity and respect. And that is a vision worth fighting for.
Boston, please give a warm welcome to Wakefield Town Councilor Maureen Butt. In 2017, Maureen became the first Muslim American woman elected to a board of selectmen in Massachusetts.
Assalamu alaikum. I wish peace upon all of you. Since November 2016, for 26 months, I've carried around two things every day. In my purse are a copy of the Constitution and prayer beads. My religion taught me to treat everyone equally, regardless of gender or race or ethnicity or socioeconomic class or class status or immigration status. I believe in fighting for and protecting human rights. I believe in fighting for and protecting religious freedom. I believe in fighting for and protecting racial justice. I believe in fighting for and protecting for climate justice and trans rights and immigrant rights and workers' rights and reproductive rights. With my copy of the Constitution and my prayer beads, I've spent the last 26 months resisting. In 2017, I ran for local office and I became the first Muslim American woman elected to a municipality. That seemed unimaginable before I won because there were no others. As proud of that moment was when I won, I was even prouder later that year when Afroz Khan from Newburyport and Sumbul Siddiqui from Cambridge joined me as American Muslim women elected in Massachusetts. Congress has 36 newly elected women. That was unimaginable. I was filled with even more pride as I watched Ayana and Lori and Lauren and Lucy and Seychelle and Deb and Alexandria and Rashida and Ilhan win. All those victories seemed unimaginable in 2016. And now in 2019, they are not only imaginable, they are our reality.
You are listening to excerpts of speeches from the Women's Rally of January 19, 2019 on Boston Common. There was a very diverse range of issues being discussed, all from a feminist perspective. Yvette Modestine is founder and director of Encuentro Despero Afro.
Me gritaron negra! Y yo respondí, sí, orgullosamente negra. I rise up in the spirit of Harriet Tubman, Maya Angelou, my mother, Audre Lorde, Victoria Santa Cruz de Peru, Sonia Pierre de Santo Domingo, Berta Cáceres de Honduras, and Mirelle Franco de Brasil. I stand here in the spirit of black women, African women, African American women, low income women, black women activists, and gentle warriors who are at the center of this movement, who wear their crown fearlessly. Digo presente con la luz de las mujeres negras, mujeres afro, afro-latinas de Latinoamérica y el Caribe. I stand here with the light of all the soulful men, black men, black brothers, hermanos who join us on this call. I stand here in the spirit of my sister hermanas who are here to disrupt for real change to happen. And most importantly, I stand here unapologetically black. Queens! Mi reinas! Stand strong in your space. Know your worth. Dance with it. Yes. Shine in it. Yes. Break down the walls in it. Yes. I'm a black woman in this world. Yes. Black Latina immigrant presente.
There was no lack of enthusiasm from many of the speakers.
Good afternoon, Boston! All right, my name is Natalicia Tracy. I was brought here as a nanny with 8th grade education from Brazil. I'm an immigrant, first generation, and proud to be here in America. But like many other immigrants, I work hard. Today, you can call me Dr. Tracy with a PhD from Boston University. This is what America is about. It's about people working hard and being part of America's dream. This is what we are. This is what America is all about, right? I'm the Secretary Director of the Brazilian Worker Center. I'm also teach at University of Massachusetts, Boston. Yes, we all work very hard. America was built on the back of immigrants, African American, and everyone else. No one can say that America belongs to one and one group only, because if you do, you are lying. And here in Massachusetts, we all make, all of us make America what it is, what makes America great. And that is why we are inclusive in Boston, welcome all immigrants, everyone. It's a welcome city.
That was Dr. Natkisha Tracy from Brazil. Up next is Monica Cannon Grant of Violence in Boston.
As I stand here, we experienced a homicide less than 24 hours ago in the city of Roxbury. That means there's a mom, there's an aunt, there's a grandparent who's gonna have a missing spot at their table. So when we say that we're protesting and we're standing up saying that our lives matter, black lives matter, doesn't mean yours doesn't. They just matter, right? All gun violence is unacceptable. That means in Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan, Hyde Park, Alston, Brighton, all of it is unacceptable. But the tragedy of everyday gun violence that affects urban communities of color often goes unnoticed by the public at large. We need to change that narrative. So what I need you guys to do is use your voice to speak out when lives are taken by gun violence, especially those that go unheard of. Everyone has a platform in their lives. Use yours to speak for those voices that are not heard. Join forces with Moms Demand Action to leverage the largest volunteer network for gun violence prevention in the country. Contact your elected officials, but more importantly, make a good phone call to Mayor Marty Walsh and tell him we need a comprehensive gun violence prevention plan yesterday.
Hello, Boston. I am Carol Rose, and I am the woman leader of the Massachusetts ACLU. We stand together, shoulder to shoulder, demanding to be heard, because violence against women is real. It's mental, social, physical, and yes, economic. And what's at stake? Our civil rights, our civil liberties, our families, our lives, and our democracy. Women's rights are human rights. We have a president who stands accused of sexual assault and harassment, who would take away our right to contraception and abortion, who separates women and their children at the border and here in Massachusetts. And we have a message: we won't go back. So join me in saying, yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights in the courts? Yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights in the state house? Yes, we will. Will we fight for women's rights through social media and on the internet? Yes, we will. Will we vote for women to elective office at the polls? Yes, we will. Together with Planned Parenthood, NARAL Massachusetts, and Jane Doe, your ACLU is here today, tomorrow, and always. Thank you.
The keynote address was delivered by Congresswoman Ayanna Pressler.
Yes. We exist. We resist. And we rise. I know it is cold out here.
I broke it.
But the pursuit of justice is uncomfortable and inconvenient. So buckle up. You are a glorious sight to behold. I want to thank you all for being here today, not only in the beloved community on MLK Day, but in collective resistance. 2 years ago, we were gathered here on the Boston Common, people from all walks of life, committed to a more kind and a more just world. On a bitter, cold January day, we raised signs that said, today we march, tomorrow we run. But I think they thought we were just being poetic. But today we stand here actualizing that poetry in motion, and I have the honor of being your congresswoman for the Massachusetts 7th Congressional District. And your sister in solidarity. Shoulder to shoulder with all of you here today and those that were here 2 years ago, women who answered the call to run, to serve, who didn't ask permission to lead, who didn't wait their turn. These women are not a monolith. There is no single story to define us, no matter how hard the press and the pundits may try. You can talk about waves and you can talk about magic all you want, but what we put in and what we saw play out in 2018 was work. And we are still putting in that work. This is not work that we do alone. While our names might appear on the ballot, behind those names are whole tribes, communities, villages, coalitions, movements of women and allies who embody, who actualize a bold mandate for change. And we are just getting started. I stand here today emboldened by each of you in the face of the injustices, of the indignities, of the adversities. You have remained steady, met with claims that you are too queer, that you are too black, that you are too young, that you are too visionary, that you are too aspirational, that you are too loud, that you are too hopeful, that you are too angry. What is wrong with righteous indignation and anger and rage in the face of injustice? Nothing.
You are listening to Congresswoman Anna Pressley speaking on Boston Common.
Now, as I close, this is Martin Luther King Day, but I'm not going to quote Dr. King in this moment, because what I've seen too many times in history and too many times in the civil rights movement is the role of women has been erased and reduced. And so in this moment, I won't quote Martin. I'm going to quote Coretta. Now, Coretta Scott King said, I must remind you that starving a child is violence. Neglecting school children is violence. Punishing a mother and her family is violence. Discrimination against a working man is violence. Ghetto housing is violence. Ignoring medical need is violence. Contempt for poverty is violence. I have been in Washington now for 2 weeks. And people have asked me if I'm disillusioned, if I'm dismayed, and I tell them that cynicism is not a luxury we can afford. I wake up every day clear-eyed, with purposed feet and a strength of conviction that you have delivered me to Washington with a mandate to fight for justice. I am honored to fight alongside you. We exist. We resist! We rise!
And with that, the rally ended and thousands began marching through the streets of Boston, carrying signs and making political merriment. I am your reporter, Chuck Rosina. Thanks for listening.